It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Top 10 things overheard at Hillary Clinton.
Hills. It.com. Show. O'Mara. My website. Check. One. Three. Hi.
Hi.
Are we on the air?
We
are. Is this the opening of the show?
The plan to
are we live? Are we live on the air and on the network and all the other stuff?
Hello, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are sitting here in the bowels of the studios at 10800 Main Street here in Fairfax, Virginia, and the world is collapsing around us.
It would seem.
It is going bat-ass here. Let's not waste any time.
Lightning and wind.
Let's get Howard right on the line here. Howard Bernstein, are you there? Howard from Channel 9 here in Washington, News Now, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Howard,
now.
Howard, we normally, you listen to the show, I'm sure, occasionally. We normally have a whole dog and pony show, an intro and music. And
we
Howard,
can get there in a few minutes.
Everything is going like bat-ass around mm-hmm. here right now. I mean, we lost the computer right before we got on the show.
Right.
Then we got it back. Then Beth Ann is going to play the intro to the show, and it turns into this. Howard, is the world ending? Please tell me.
It's not ending, but we do have some severe weather running through, and even tornado warnings have been posted.
Ah.
Because these storms are packing a punch, as you know.
And I can hear, from your mountaintop estate somewhere in the bowels of the state of Maryland, I can hear you kind of going,
right now.
You're not in the weather center, though, are you? You're in the comfort of your own home.
Yeah, so I left as soon as Tony Pan and Topper got in. I left to get up here. And, I'm just going to – I like to play it safe, so I'm on the
base. Good for you, Howard.
What's it doing where you are, Howard?
It's just getting dark right now, and I'm in Clarksburg, which is up 270 just off of exit 18, if you know, Montgomery County.
Literally, the studios – and you've been to our place in Rockville, but not here in Fairfax. We are in an interior studio here in Fairfax, Virginia.
Like a bunker.
And Beth Ann, right before – 2 minutes before we're going on the air, Beth Ann says – thank God we don't have that window anymore. I said, what do you mean? She said, don't look outside.
And then
you know what it's like when somebody says, don't look outside.
What did he do, Howard?
I ran outside, and it was the Wizard of Oz. It's incredible right here. So here's the problem. Not only, and this is, there it goes again. Did you see the lights do that again?
Sure, yeah, we're in it.
Hey, Howard, let me ask you a question about electricity.
Uh-huh.
When the lightning hits, does it come down the telephone pole into my headphones and fry my brain?
There's a connected wire. I'm on a cordless phone right now.
Oh, well,
my God.
You must feel very good about that.
See, I'm connected to the entire thing.
We all are. Uh-huh.
We're actually technically...
Come on, they must have installed some surge protection at
no,
your
No, are
place,
you kidding?
Right?
I don't think you understand the antiquated building that we work in
are
right
those
here.
Free?
And also, Buzz talks about the... And incidentally, did the air conditioning go out? It's 150 degrees in here. I mean, I have a lot of things to complain about today because suddenly we signed up. What was the problem with the intro to the show?
I have no idea.
I'm going to guess the power on and off, surging on and off like that.
Fried the CD players?
Well, it caused them to go crazy, get confused.
All right, Howard, what can we expect? We might as well get a forecast for the greater Washington area out of you. How long is this crap going to last?
For about the next, these storms are moving fast. If it's hitting you right now, probably not more than 20 minutes.
20 minutes. Let's look out the, open the door, Beth Ann. I want to look out the window.
But it's pushing across the metro, so the whole metro, I mean, east of 95 is like, what are they talking about? Hasn't made it to 95.
Yeah. Howard, I just saw a cow. A cow went by the window.
You tell me when pigs are flying.
It's amazing.
Really
okay, oh
it is unbelievably intense out here.
Moving anywhere 50, 60 miles an hour, 70 miles an hour, and that in and of itself tells you they're going to pack a punch with wind. Now, the tornado warnings, from what I've been able to tell, are all Doppler indicated, which means we see rotation, not necessarily seeing something on the ground. But that doesn't mean that in the next few minutes we won't see. So if I think in this situation you would get a very short-lived tornado or even what we call a gustnado. But we have a bow echo pushing through Fairfax.
A bow echo.
We
have a sales assistant named Bo that actually put Preparation H all over his body yesterday.
And his hair fell out.
Why?
Because it's supposed to tighten up your muscles and make you look more buff.
Mm-hmm. I've heard the models. Don't they do that for the dark eyes?
Yeah. You can actually go to MikeOMaraShow.com and see our guy, Bo.
See how it works.
With the Preparation H on his body. See, what an incredible experiment that was yesterday.
I'm sure it was a rousing success.
Sure.
Hey, does this rate as this is our most powerful system so far this year, isn't it, as far as tornado activity and that type of thing?
No, we've had tornadoes down in Spotsylvania. We've had them scattered about. If we don't get tornadoes, then I'm going to say no. But this thing in aerial coverage is pretty enormous.
It's massive.
Yeah, it's a mean-looking storm. And
when you look at the maps, and they're like, I don't know.
Stretches from Caribou, Maine, all the way down to Mississippi.
Well, this particular cluster of storms is really affecting Northern Virginia, Maryland. Mm-hmm. Going to hit D.C. soon. It came out of West Virginia. And there's going to be some wind damage. There are going to be trees down. There may be people, if they take a back road or maybe a main road, where it might come to a blockage because with these winds that are going to gust potentially over 60 miles an hour, if not more in a few spots, that's going to do a number on the evening rush hour here in the D.C. area.
I'm scared.
Well, just take it easy and be smart. And
I
picked my kid up from school about 15 minutes early. I didn't want him on the bus.
So you're very, very smart. You're a smart man. You always think of it's always family first with you, Howard.
Exactly.
Are they going to call you into the weather center if anything really hits the fan?
Right now they got a couple guys in there, but if I need to, sure.
He's a company guy, too, so he's a dedicated professional.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, Howard, well, we just wanted to touch base with you and find out. How's everything else in the Howard Bernstein life? Everything going well?
Life is good. Got a good son and a good wife and a good job. So, today, though, it is one of those days where we put that aside and we tell people, please, stay up on the weather. And if you don't have to travel when in the heart of this thing, don't. Uh-huh. And if you're under a tornado warning, get to your basement, the interior window, or interior room, like you guys are,
uh-huh.
and then and play safe and ride it out. And, we have potentially more thunderstorms, but it's really going to be this next hour.
Yeah.
Great.
The 2 hours.
First hour of the show.
We're looking at it on the radar, Howard. It looks pretty mean. Any flying?
See how that little thing is sort of pushing out there?
I do.
From Fairfax back through Prince William and Fauquier County.
Almost arrow-shaped.
Right. Well, that little curvature, that's the bow echo, and that's where you're going to find potentially damaging wind gusts.
Bow echo. It sounds evil to me.
Any flying monkeys?
Well, Howard, you're a good man.
Got back reunited, maybe in Rockville with that owner.
Hey, Howard, we're doing this thing every Friday now called Happy Hour Friday, where we actually have a few cocktails. You ever want to come down for a cocktail party?
Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy a lovely adult beverage?
Twist my arm, but somebody else has to drive because I can't.
Sober Ride's going to be sponsoring this thing every week.
We'll take care of you.
No problem.
Yeah. All right. We'll let you know. What's your beverage of choice when you're relaxing, Howard?
Whatever somebody is giving me.
See, that's the problem.
Yeah, you got to bring your own.
Yes, it's BYOB. Everybody that's a guest in the happy hour has to, it's like dropping by a neighbor's house, with a nice bottle of wine.
So maybe a Smirnoff on ice or something.
Very nice.
Okay, good, Howard. Hey, we'll keep in touch, and hopefully the studio doesn't get blown away.
Or else I won't have a job.
That's
you
right.
won't have a job.
Yeah, thank
right.
you, Howard.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks, Howard. Take care.
You.
Good
That's
to hear from you.
Howard Bernstein, everybody. He's a weatherman.
He's at home.
He's a real meteorologist. Do you want to check and see if the opening of the show works again?
Yeah,
go ahead. I'd like to see if it works
myself.
I'd like
to be entertained.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Turn it up.
Top 10 things overheard at Hillary Clinton campaign headquarters. Here we go. Number 10.
What?
Oh, no.
Perfect.
What happened?
It's messed up.
I may have to be rebooted.
Try it again while you do that. I'm going to take some phone calls
That's
here.
That's a fine idea.
So go to Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm calling from Centerville Bull Run Park area. I just wanted to give you guys a heads up. I mean, I literally saw stuff blowing in a spiral-type pattern at the park. I was leaving a meeting at the park headquarters.
All right, now where are you right now? Now, I should say that, when these things hit and there's rain and there's wind, you can't guarantee it, but I'm going on this guy's word. What's your name, sir?
Dave.
All right,
Dave.
Bethann's playing with the worry about it. It's not going to work. So you're in the Centerville area?
Yeah.
And you think you saw, a rotation, as they like to say?
Yeah, I mean, it was just, I came up to a point where there was an opening at Bull Run Park, and I saw all kinds of debris that was coming across in sort of a curve, and there was a huge amount of rain there, so I just stopped where I was
good.
And waited.
Now, that could be a good heavy thunderstorm. It could be one of those microbursts that they get occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
But, the whole thing is scary, and I think we're all on edge based on all the stuff we've been seeing out in the West, out in Midwest with everything. Now, Buzz, are people in Kansas, do they kind of laugh at us when we get uptight about tornadoes?
They might be. I grew up in Kansas and broadcasting there was one evening that I recall that I remember reporting 7 tornadoes on the ground at one time, but it turned out everything was fine. But in all my life and all my tornado coverage in Wichita, Kansas, in the heart of Tornado Alley,
right.
I've never actually seen one. I guess I'm glad about
Man,
that.
Man, I have. I've seen one.
Wow.
Yeah, I've seen one. Only one that I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, of all things, in Connecticut, which is about as rare as it gets. And it was while I was driving some kids in a school bus, during my school bus driver days. Well, thanks for calling in. Anybody that's in the air, we appreciate the call. And stay safe. I wouldn't stay in that car if I were you, if it looks like a tornado.
I'm getting home as fast as I can.
Okay, good luck. And I urge anybody. I'd like to hear what's going on. I'm a weather freak. I really am. That's one thing I haven't I haven't told you about myself on the Michael and Mara show.
I'm
somewhat of a weather
bus?
Junkie.
I think we knew.
No, I'm a weather file. I love it. I actually, you know that. Every time we've gotten any kind of weather, I press my nose up against the glass and, you know, hope that a limb will come in and decapitate me. That's what I always look forward to. 877-365-3636. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. A very unusual beginning to our program
today. I feel funny somehow.
Do you feel
naked.
Like prickly? Like
I feel, naked from the lack of the musical and comedic
intro,
opening.
I know. And I don't know what's wrong. The computer's completely frozen.
Look at the lights. The lights are just going rear. I'm lucky to have phones
winking
right now.
And blinking. We're lucky to be alive, Mike.
Very, very, very
it's
scary.
Getting worse.
On the show today, we'll have the audition for our movie reviewer, Ben Colton. Now, Beth Ann, do we know anything about this guy? I forgot which one it is. Is this guy from...
He's a listener.
He's a listener.
And he's from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Lost Wages, very good. And he fancies himself as a movie reviewer, and he's going to give it a shot, right?
He said he had everything he needed.
This will be a tough challenge for him because there's really not a lot showing right now.
No, I mean, it's a terrible week for the movies.
Nothing new premiering anyway.
That's what makes it really difficult.
Right.
So if he can kick ass this week...
Right.
Who knows? Maybe he could be our movie reviewer.
I don't think so.
We'll have to wait and see. Also on the program today, Bob Saget, star of One Versus 100.
He's funny.
And he will be live at the Warner Theater in D.C. this Friday night. Bob Saget, talk about a guy that reinvented himself.
Really?
Or maybe he
and
was
well.
Like that all along. I find the guy a total enigma. I'm dying to interview him because I just don't know where the fiction starts and where the reality begins. I really
does,
have no
he
idea.
He lies compulsively.
Let's go to... we have a person that seems to be on fire here.
let's put
yes,
out.
Hello, listener. You seem to be on fire.
I'm not on fire, Mike, but a transformer. I was sitting at the corner.
Chad.
And a goddamn lightning hit a transformer left of me, and it exploded.
That happens.
Chad, are you telling the truth?
Are you all right?
I swear to God.
Calm down. Don't scream. Don't yell. Chad, I think we're going to have to start putting you on some sort of medication.
No, Mike. I've never seen anything like it.
So the transformer exploded. I've heard those and I've seen them from a distance. Mm-hmm. And you always see those popping during tornadoes. But you were actually next to one when it exploded.
I'm not getting the terminology right. What are those big like barrels on the side of power?
Those are
that's a transformer.
Those are transformers. You got it.
Right.
And they do blow up. And I do believe you.
Hey, Chad. Chad, are you there?
I'm here, Mike. Here.
Chad, when you saw that blow up, was it based on wind or was it a lightning hit that caused it?
It was a direct lightning hit right next to us. I'm not kidding you. Dive off the road. Abandon your cars.
Get into a ditch.
All right. Get home safely. And really, I mean, if you see anything like that, I mean, be careful. What are you supposed to do? Get out of your car and like lie down on the ground?
If it's lightning, no, I wouldn't get out of my car.
You left early today, right, Chad? You got out of the station pretty quickly?
Well, I was trying to play basketball. That fell through of you, as you might imagine, Mike.
No, go ahead. It'll be fine. Go ahead and play.
Well, good luck. Good luck, Chad. I hope everything works out for you.
I'll die listening to your show, Mike.
Thank you. You know what? What a wonderful thing to say.
What a way to go.
And all I can say is, and I, you. All right, there he goes. Chad Dukes, ladies and gentlemen.
He was
a lot of people calling in right
full
now.
Full of adrenaline.
Let's go to Adam in Aldi, Virginia. Hello, Adam. How are you? You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's happening?
Hey, not much. I had a tree branch hit my windshield.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Everybody has a story, Beth.
I'm going to assume he's okay.
Let's go to Jim. Jim in Leesburg. Where are you right now? Are you in Leesburg?
Actually, I was just coming down Belmont Ridge, Mike, and my story tops his. A tree actually fell in front of me.
Oh, my God.
That is a big tree?
It was a good-sized oak tree. We were coming down Belmont Ridge, and all of a sudden it just got... You know, you couldn't see anything. It was like someone was actually pouring water, you know, out of buckets in front of me in my window. I couldn't see out the window. And the truck that I'm in just starts, like, shaking sideways, like moving side to side, like the wind was blowing it that hard.
Wow.
And then, of course,
did you think it might be a tornado or just heavy thunderstorm?
Probably what the weatherman you were talking to earlier was saying, Howard. He was saying the microburst. I think that's possibly what it was, but there was, like they said, a Doppler indicated tornado.
All right, Jim. A lot of people are calling. We're going to try to get to them all. Stay safe, all right? Thank you very much.
Jim had a near-death experience.
Let's go to Amy from the church next door.
Oh,
okay,
please.
Listen to this. Amy, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
This is Weather Amy.
Are you in prayer? Are you in prayer, Amy?
Weather Amy.
Yeah, I'm saying lots of actually, I'm driving home, but I on Maple Avenue, so just about 100 yards from you guys, a huge tree came down.
Oh, my God.
It's actually blocking that street there. So.
What is Maple? Buzz, Maple is right around the corner, right?
It's the next one over.
Not to be materialistic. Can I go see if my car is okay?
Is your car? Move it down into the other lot. Move it down into the garage.
Didn't fall in the lot. I know what you're talking about. It fell in the street.
Fell in the street.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Okay. Do you park over at the church?
Well, close to the church. Am I in the church today? No, I'm not in the church.
That's a terrible thing. Yeah. Well, Amy, thank you very much for the update.
Thank you.
This has happened all within the last 15 minutes
just
that we've been on the
show
air.
Was starting.
Let's go to JR in Purcellville. That's out in west of Washington, D.C. How are you, JR?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
We're doing great, except, I guess it's pandemonium. Very disadvantaged studio for us. I've been broadcasting for a very long time, and this is one of the rare occurrences where we do a show now from an interior studio without any windows
at all. No windows at all.
They've wanted to sequester us
God
so people can't see us anymore. That was after I turned 40. They wanted to make sure that they kept me away from the windows.
But frightened children.
We can't see what's going on, so we're relying on our listeners today. What's going on, JR?
Well, I was just sending a little bit of a warning. I'm, obviously way on Percival. I think the worst is coming back east because when I got out of work, it knocked the power out of our work, so I figured I'd just go home. And on the drive, there's some, like, trash cans on the road and stuff like that, so I just kind of pulled over for a bit. It's coming down pretty hard. There's, like, some cops on the road and stuff. It knocked out the lights at some of the intersections and stuff.
All right. Thank you very much for the update, JR.
Trot Edge just coming to D.C. now.
Joe, we don't need your personal comments on the listeners. Joe puts a duh in there.
Another day, perhaps.
Let's say a lot of people want to talk about this. Jay in Rockville, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Jay. Are you staying safe, Jay?
Bagel City has been ripped from its foundation. It's been thrown 300 yards into the air. It's raining coupons.
Bagel City has gone to Munchkin Land.
There are bagels everywhere.
It's very...
Jesus, 3 gallons of schmear.
If you want a deal on cream cheese, go get it right now.
Oh, God, there's a yarmulke in my lap. Go!
Oh, the humanity.
Bagel City, thank you for calling, Jay. Let's go to Sam. Sam, I don't even know where he is. He said he's on 66 heading east. So what's happening out there, Sam?
Yeah, oh, Mike, Gabe, I say it's a parking lot out here.
Well, that goes without saying because people freak out. Even if it's a light rain, people go spaz. It must be just do a lot of people have their flashers on? And
they're hiding under the overpasses, and lightning is striking all around us. So I'm just waiting for my transformer to blow here.
Okay, thanks for calling in. Let's go to Chris. Let's go to Chris in Vermont. It says, Mike sounds wimpy. What do you mean, pal?
You got a little thunderstorm brewing. You sound a little wimpy. You guys are all up in arms and paranoid.
You don't have thunderstorms in Vermont.
You don't care about us, do you?
No, we don't care
if we're killed in the storm.
Now, hold on a second, Chris. Now, we're going to let you have your say, but hold on. If you're calling from Vermont, this is when you call and get on the people of D.C., okay? You call, and when you get on us when there's, 2 inches of snow, and we start freaking out. That's when you give us crap. You can't do it, like, during a thunderstorm.
No, we get many feet of snow, but we have our fair share of thunderstorms. But it just sounds funny you guys are paranoid as you are over thunderstorms.
Well, it's no fun to go through life if you're not a little paranoid. And, hey, we have an oak tree that's 100 yards. It's down across the road right near our building here.
Hey, I had the privilege of dining at your establishment. I'm more worried about your food than the thunderstorms.
Oh, that's nice. Chris, why so angry and bitter, you son of a bitch? What is the problem with you? Yeah, he's just sitting there in Vermont, cabin up there right now, just
maple
like
syrup.
Drinking maple syrup and pleasuring. That's what he's doing all afternoon.
Restaurant's closed.
Chris, I hate to say it, but thank you for the call.
Moose out front.
Thanks so much.
There he goes. That's Chris from Vermont. That's the nice thing about a syndicated show. Somebody from the other part of the country go, hey listen to him scurrying like little rabbits.
Cross-country ball busting.
Let's go to Scott in Tyson's Corner, Virginia. Hello, Scott. How are you?
Hey, Mike. I love the show.
Thank you.
Mike was
I was just taking a drink of my Sprite. Sorry. And incidentally, that's Sprite Zero, Fat Watchers. Thank you. What can we do for you, Scott?
I haven't seen any trees falling or anything, but I just wanted to tell you what my experience was when I first saw the storm.
Yes.
I was pulling into a light on 123.
Spare us the detail. What happened? What happened?
When I was pulling in, there was pretty much, the rain was spotty at best, and all of a sudden I realized I couldn't see 100 yards ahead.
Because it was raining suddenly so hard.
Yeah, terrifying really story. Is there anything scary about this? Scott, you're talking about heavy rain. We got people calling with, like, limbs through their car.
Trees, lightning.
That's
bolts.
Terrible.
Exploding.
Thank you.
Transformers.
Let's go to Joe in Houston.
Houston.
All right. How's it doing down in Houston, Texas?
95 and sunny.
Ooh, and that's coming here,
actually,
too.
Sitting on my deck drinking a margarita, believe it or not.
Oh, what a great way to spend a Wednesday.
It's nice. I got to tell you, though, whenever it gets like that around here, we get any kind of tornado warning or anything, uh-huh. we just get in the car and go for a ride down the coast.
<You're> like everybody that where it's really nice from Vermont and Texas, everybody's saying, yeah, we just go for a little drive. No problem at all. Don't worry about it. Oh, here we go. Okay, here they come now. You knew this was going to happen. Mike in Northern California. How are you, Mike?
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
What's happening?
It's about 75 degrees out here. Uh-huh. Nice little wind blow, and this giant leaf just fell off a tree. And hit my I'm telling you, my windshield wipers barely took off.
Call us when the earth starts shaking again.
That's a good call. Thank you, Mike.
It was a giant leaf.
Ryan in Sacramento, here they come. Ryan in Sacramento, how are you?
I'm great. And first off, I just want to say about the weight deal yesterday, Mike.
Yeah.
Kind of like Kathleen Turner and Men in Two Brains, when I see your beautiful charm and wit and charisma, mm-hmm. I say, what fat?
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
Let's get back to my point. I just want to say, Mike, this storm that's coming, I really, really want to tell all of you that I love you. I mean, just in case.
This is the chance.
Happens.
So also, this is kind of the same theory as to when you're holding your sweetheart's hand when you're in an airplane right before takeoff. And I managed to look over there and go, I love you, just in case anything happens.
Were you single after 9/11? I had such, like, an urge to ask women out. I was like, you know, now we can all die. I think it's, you know, fair game to ask any girl out I want to.
I was not single immediately after 9/11. I became aware that I probably would be single right after 9/11.
You weren't alone. I heard a lot of people hooked up after 9/11.
Let me see. Thank you for the call, Ryan. We appreciate it. Seriously, after 9/11, I remember, you know, I was with you. So, I mean, we were there together.
Happened, sure.
We were on the air for, what, eight hours, 9 hours, something
at
like
least,
that?
Yeah.
Something like
yeah.
that. We were on the air all day and in New York City. A lot of people, you know, when time passes, we don't talk about it a lot. People don't realize we were doing that. And after we were done with the broadcast, we went across the street and we were seeking out some adult beverages.
That's right.
And then finally I got cell phone service and reached home. And the very first words, I think, if I can remember correctly, were, have you been drinking?
From who? Oh,
Jesus
sorry.
Christ,
well, I didn't know.
Subtlety, thy name is McBride. Let's go to Henry in
Bert. She needs to be.
From who? Can you say it so you can really violate the agreement? All right.
She needs a McBridle.
Henry.
Okay, Buzz.
Henry in Burke, Virginia.
And he doesn't mean with a group.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Buzz. Hey, Beth Ann.
Henry's got some advice for us.
Yeah, yeah. If you see a tornado and when you're driving, you want to actually turn left because the twisters, they actually turn right. So they go clockwise.
Turn left.
So you want to go the opposite and head the other direction.
So whenever you're near there, you always turn left from a twister.
Always turn left.
Turn
don't
left.
Do a full circle.
That's incidentally the same way we give directions to any appearance. That,
turn left with the tornado.
All right. We'll take more of your calls coming up with it. A lot of people
I
want
don't
to
know
tell
why.
You. Now, wait a minute. There aren't storms in Reno. I'm finding that hard
there
to believe.
Be.
I bet there aren't. Bob, there aren't storms in Reno right now, are there?
How you doing?
Hi, Bob.
There's some clouds here.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Reservation
like a
weather.
Big leaf.
There could be. Pollyanna. Now, another call from Reno. That's very interesting.
Another storm.
That.
Bracken, how are you?
It's not Bracken, it was Greg. He couldn't understand it. No, we get plenty of winds in Reno. We'll usually hit 50, 60, 70 miles an hour, and they just say, we've got winds at 60, 70 miles an hour out here.
Okay, all right. It's established right now, sir. We're all pussies. That's what we are. We can't handle anything. It's a little rain. Beth Ann, would you open the door so I can peek outside? Thank you very much for the call. We're going to see.
How is it?
I don't know. I can't see. God, I hate not having a window.
It's impossible from this angle.
I really hate not having a window. I'm not.
It's better that you don't
now
know.
Listen, with all these attack calls on us being wimps and all.
Oh, we're just
it's not
fun.
Really.
We're
it's more
around.
Fascination than it is real
we're
fear.
We're working it up a little bit, right?
But you know what? With all the coverage we've seen, and when you this particular season, is it me or, I mean, is there seems like a lot more damage across the country.
Yeah.
A lot
yeah.
more severity
severe
with these, you know, these F5s that are popping up. Used to be a very rare occurrence, you know, where we get, you know, all these big ones in a year. So
it's called the apocalypse.
It is. I think we're all going to die. Let's go to Eileen in Virginia. Hi, Eileen. How are you?
Hey, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
I was driving from Gainesville to Dale City down 234. First, there was a bunch of lights out.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going down Purcell, and a bunch of cars were stopped in front of me. I guess a branch had fallen across the road.
Oh. Right.
And there was was a landscaping truck there, and they just all jumped out, got out some chainsaws, cut it up, pulled it over, and off everybody went. I thought that was pretty good.
Well, there's some good Samaritans.
Good citizens.
Absolutely.
Or soon-to-be citizens.
Incidentally, thank you for the call, Eileen. We appreciate that. I like it. There's a, you know, there's a little feel-good story in the middle of all this disaster.
Humans,
it's incredible.
People.
Worst poison ivy I ever got in my life. I was in a microburst, and we actually had a, it was called a poplar tree that went down in two cars up in front of me. It was weird because the tree was across the road, two cars in front of me, and in back of me, a limb went through the windshield of the car.
Was this here in Virginia?
This is in Virginia.
I think I remember
Broad
this.
Run, Virginia. Mm-hmm. And actually, I think Newmarket. I want to say Newmarket. I think that's where. No, not Haymarket.
Okay.
Newmarket, I think it was. And they said later it was a microburst. And this is, you know, just like these people have described, I'm sitting in the car and blinding rain. You have to stop because of the rain. And then you see the wind. And I look across and I didn't even see the tree fall, but I see the tree is down. So we all got out. Some guys had a chainsaw. Mm-hmm. And I'm pulling all this brush off this tree. And the next day I had to go to the emergency room because my eyes had completely closed.
Yee.
Now, we had a band gig that night that I didn't shower before the band gig.
Oh, no.
I just went directly to it with after picking up, and I didn't realize until the guy in the ER, who actually used to be a disc jockey at this radio station.
They all do.
He changed his career. Uh-huh. And he said, "Oh, you've got poison oak or poison ivy."
Yeah.
He said, "You've been handling any brush?" I
As
said,
a
"Yeah.
Matter of fact.
I cleared a tree being a good Samaritan. I can't see right now." I thought it was some sort of venereal disease I picked up after the band gig.
I think I'm immune.
That's really what I thought. Let's go to JD in Annapolis. Hello, JD. How are you?
Oh, we're all very excited in the weather center over here.
Very good. What can you tell us about the weather center in the capital of the state of Maryland?
We can tell you that we're all very excited. There's absolutely nothing happening.
Very good. But you're excited about that.
We are so excited.
That's good. Stay excited. We appreciate the update.
We got our peanut butter and our celery sticks.
Thank you very much, JD.
Wow.
Yes, these fronts actually make people go a little cuckoo. Ryan from Sacramento, how are you?
Hey, Mikey, I'm scared about the weather, too. It's 75 degrees and sunny, and you know what that means out here in California?
What's that mean?
That's earthquake weather.
Right. And this pales in comparison to an earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it. What's it doing outside right now, Bethann?
It stopped raining.
It's calmed down?
Yeah.
It looks like the worst of the storm has passed the city where our studio is, but it's really moving into D.C. now.
All right, let's get another weather update from Tim. Tim, you have your pants around your ankles, it says?
Well, yeah, I just thought I'd call. When you send Beth Ann to the door to check on the weather, is her shirt getting wet?
Every time.
Every single time, just for you,
Thank
sir.
You.
That's exactly the way that works. All right, I talked about it yesterday. I'm going to talk about it again today. Uh-huh. I am not happy with myself, and I don't know what to do.
What do we do? What's the answer?
I ate the M&Ms yesterday. The answer is I've just got to start having some discipline, and I have to realize that that discipline is not always going to come in the form of my girlfriend yelling at me not to eat stuff, and then as soon as she turns her back or goes to bed early, you know, I'm just going to watch some more of the election results. I'm going to see Barack Obama's speech. Yes, you go to bed, and then I unhinge my jaw, and last night I ate after a very nice dinner out, I should say, and I didn't get anything for free. Well, I might have gotten a bottle of wine. I want to say thank you to my friend Brian over at Fleming's, who has a very interesting offer for Beth Ann McBride as well, which we'll talk about in a second. But I got home after this really nice dinner. Mm-hmm. I didn't particularly overeat at
dinner. What did you have?
I had a salad,
healthy meal.
Little wedge salad, and a filet mignon.
Very nice.
With some snow peas.
That's not a protein, a vegetable.
And that was really, that was it. I probably had a little celery with some cheese on it and one of those little Melba toast things.
That's fine.
Had a little bit of that too.
Still good.
I get home and I just went nuts. I really went nuts. I was like an addict. I was like Tatum O'Neal in my kitchen. Again, this is the second day. I did it with the M&Ms yesterday before the show.
Step away from the snack cake, Mr. O'Mara.
If you've seen these products, I think they're Hostess. I'm pretty sure they're Hostess.
Uh-huh.
And they're three packs of coffee cakes.
Right.
And they say 100 calories. They're 100 calorie
packs. Yes. Uh-huh.
And Carla bought the box of all of them. And I tore open the box, and I ate the entire box.
The whole box?
There might have been two eaten before that, but I ate one, two, three, four.
Okay.
Four or five. So that's, let me see. That's you multiply that. I ate 15 of those tiny little cakes. Yes, Jordan.
What have I told you about the 100-calorie packs?
Yeah, that's right.
They're
you do the
sham.
Elvis thing. Yeah, they're a scam. Yeah, because you're just going to eat as many until
limit yourself
you
to three
up.
For sure.
I can't do it.
Yes. Let me ask you this, because
I went nuts. I went crazy.
Do you think it's because someone's telling you not to do it?
I don't know what it is.
Here's what I think it is, because when I start working out, which I plan to do again someday.
Yeah, but you're not fat, Buzz.
But when I start working out, I get ravenously hungry. And isn't that what you say is happening to
you? I didn't understand where the hunger was coming from, but Carla went to bed and I'm sitting there watching CNN. And, you know, I'm listening to David Gergen. And, Joe, that doesn't bother me. I'm in control today.
Joe's taunting you.
Joe's enjoying. Joe, nobody enjoys my foraging more than Joe Arden, because it happens under his nose.
Gives him joy.
Because Joe is the ultimate foodie. I mean, he has a little something-something snuck away in every corner of the producer's room every single day.
He loves candy.
Beth Ann, doesn't he have crap back there all the time?
Well, he'll eat good food, and then he'll have some snacks, but, you know. He's not ravaging.
When your trainer is on Friday, I want to ask
him.
What do
you mean ravages? That's the wrong word.
Well, like you do when you come in the back and you're looking
and
for
you
stuff.
And you ravage
that's
the
not,
snacks.
Ravaging is not the right word.
What is it?
I would be foraging.
Foraging.
I'm not ravaging. Ravaging would be like what the Vikings did to
tearing,
women
ripping.
In villages, right?
Ripping at the bodices of candy.
To give definition of ravaging.
I want to ask your trainer when he's on Friday, because I have this too. When I start working out, I get extremely hungry. You're experiencing it too. What's a person supposed to do about that?
I don't know. It's just control. It's just having control.
You're talking to the wrong people.
Similar
here.
Thing. You know when you want to, get it done.
Yeah.
And you're alone.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's that same kind of urge.
Well.
And really, at some point, sometimes it's by choice, and sometimes. Am I right? Wild horses, right? Nothing could stop you. Excuse me, I won't be able to do it. I won't be able to pick up that $10,000 check that I won from Publishers Clearinghouse because I've got to do my own number at home. I've got to be master of my own domain. Let's go to Jared in Sacramento. Jared, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Hey, Mike, I'm fine. You know what? You really have to try the supplement for appetite suppressants, because those helped me a lot. It's not really bad for you, but they really helped a lot. And then you can't change your diet and just go from regular food to salad and stuff like that.
I don't think you're
sorry. I had to hang up.
I don't think your trainer would approve of that.
No,
anyway.
I don't want to take the stuff that makes you all hyper. I don't even like to smell Red Bull when I'm in a bar, because I think it's going to give me a panic attack.
I don't know that Hootie.
I'm a mess. I'm an absolute mess.
You're going to be fine.
Why did they give me this show anyway? I'm a total mess. I'm falling apart.
You're not.
I'm completely falling apart right now.
It's going to be fine.
It's very frustrating for me. I'm very sad. I feel very bad about this. I don't know what to do.
Eat right. You got exercise. Don't take Hootie.
I am exercising, and I'll be exercising again tonight, and I'll tell you why. The whole reason I went out to dinner last night is because Mr. Pete, who is my new trainer, Mr. Pete said to me, Wednesday will be your day off. You do not have to do anything except stretch a little bit on Wednesday. My whole thing was, I'm going to go out. So after I go to this nice dinner, and after I get home and I'm watching TV and I eat 450 coffee cakes sitting at the table, incidentally, which were chased by several light potato chips. They were in the house.
Well, you need
I'm sorry. I had a moment. I had a problem.
Okay.
I had to chase the wine with something. And after all that, I get upstairs and I check my email. This is like 11:30. And I look at my email, and the email says, incidentally, we'd like you to do 30 minutes of cardio tomorrow. Now, you wouldn't think that's a big deal. But when you've been doing it every day and you've been working your ass off, the idea of actually not doing anything on a morning was very appealing to me. So I didn't do it this morning. I'm going to be doing it tonight. And I'm very tired because I stayed up late last night election results.
This will give you energy working out tonight.
You think so?
Yeah. It'll make you feel better.
I don't know. I'm scared of the whole goddamn thing. Let's go to Jeff in Reno, Nevada. Jeff, why are all these people from Reno calling about our tornadoes?
It's John.
John, how are you?
Good, good.
Joe write your name down as Jeff? You tell
me. He's Joe.
He's Joe. That's right. Good answer. Very good. Give him a prize. You get a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt for that answer.
You may proceed, sir.
What can we do for you, Jeff?
I wanted to tell you a story about a tornado when I was a kid. In 65, I grew up in Minneapolis, right?
And in I don't know. Is that right?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
Great stuff. So anyway,
great stuff. I'm here all week. Thank you very much.
This tornado goes right through Minneapolis, right?
Now, right.
I didn't see it, but you could feel this thing, because literally all the birds and all everything gets quiet, right? And there's a sort of a...
I don't know, right?
Starry.
Okay.
And there's like an electricity in the air. Anyway, this thing leveled, hundreds of houses. Now, 1981, right? Another tornado goes through almost the exact same path, right? Now, in the original tornado, this girl was with her father in their basement. And
incidentally, that's screaming about this story, not about the tornado. Go ahead. Get to the point, please.
And it tore the house off the foundation.
Very scary.
And the girl was almost literally sucked into the tornado, right?
Yes, wow. And sent to Munchkin Land, right.
16 years later.
Yes.
She's living about a mile away. Uh-huh. Another tornado comes through.
Oh, yes.
The exact same path.
Oh, no.
Right.
And literally tears the foundation off of her house.
Yes. What happened?
She lived.
Oh, she lived. Oh, fantastic.
I love a happy ending.
That's a great story. Thanks so much. We appreciate you sharing it. You told it with such enthusiasm.
One last thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not going to happen.
Right.
Let's go to Steve in Sacramento. Steve, Mike O'Mara Show. What can we do for you?
Hi, everybody. How you guys doing?
We're doing fine. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Mike. Listen, I love the new show.
Thank you.
I recently lost 90 pounds. Just dieting and exercising sounds like kind of like what you're doing.
Right.
I have trouble with all this craving stuff also. And one of the things I found that helps a lot is just tons of nicotine and sugar-free Rockstar to keep you rolling.
Energy drink and cigarettes.
And cigarettes. Very good. Thank you, Steve. I will take that under advisement. We do have to break right now. When we come back, we'll have our very first buzz of the afternoon. And a call to Timmy Obibene, the Nigerian nightmare, to brief him on what is required of him for Happy Hour Friday.
Yes, please.
We will be right back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.